Back in 1945, when Pat Murphy was alive, he was coming to the end of his life. He called in his only son. He said, "Listen to me, John. Don't you think it's time you found yourself a wife? All me horses and me plough, all me cattle and me sows, all me money and a farm of grassy land, I'll give them all to you, but there's one thing you must do. You must take the old widow Carty by the hand." Now Big John, he shook his head, with his elbows on the bed. He was never in a fix like this before, but he knew the old widow well, and he knew she'd give him hell, but an offer such as this he couldn't ignore. Now Big John was 44, she was at least a dozen more, and all her muscles had developed to the full. Her temper, it was rare, and the neighbours would declare she could holler like Malarkey's Frisian bull. Now she was tall and she was strong, and she'd sing a fair old song, but her fortune wasn't fashioned in her face, and they say she never cried on the night poor Carty died, though he left her heaps of money with the place. So Big John, he took a chance.